Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the second paragraph of Masechta Bava Basra. We're up to Perek Bey's Mishnah Gimel. Lo yiftach adam chanu shel nachtomin v'shel tzabotin tachas ol tzaro shel chavero. A person should not open up a bakery nor a dye shop underneath his friend's storage facility. V'lo refes bakar, nor should you have a cattle barn. Be'emes b'yayin hitiru av'lo refes bakar. Now, the truth is, they were matir when it comes to wine, but not when it comes to refes bakar. Meaning the Chazal allowed opening up a bakery or a dyer shop underneath a storage facility that stores wine because it's not going to do any damage to the wine. Apparently, the Bartanur explains that it actually helps the wine. Dafka, the Yayin of Eretz Yisrael, is considered to be a type of wine that benefits from such things, but not a refes bakar. Refes bakar is going to cause it some harm. Chanus shebechatzer, if you have a store in a chatzer, yachalim chazbiyaz v'lamelo in yachalishon, mikol hanachmasim, mikol hayotzin. The other neighbors in the chatzer could say, why are you opening up a store in a residential area? We know we can't sleep from all the people coming in and out, all the foot traffic in this chatzer. But if you want to open up a home business, so you can build your kelim in your house and then schlep him out to the shuk, and that's where you can do your business. But you can't have customers coming in and out of a residential chatzer. The neighbors can't say, well, when you're building the utensils, you're banging with a hammer and I can't sleep from all the banging. No, he's allowed to make kelim in his own property, even though it may make a little bit of noise, but getting strangers coming in all the time, that's a valid taina. A neighbor also can't say, I can't sleep because you're running a millstone that's grinding the grains. He's allowed to do that. He's allowed to have a millstone that's grinding grain in a chatzar. He doesn't need to buy a separate property in order to be able to grind his grain. And the same is true if there are kids coming into the chatzar because he's running a Talmud Torah or something like that, or he's running a cheder. So that you're allowed to have. That, we assume, is the sweetest noise in the world, to be able to have the noise of children coming to learn Torah. And the Bar Tanur points out, even though it's an outside, these are also strangers and foot traffic and everything else, and school buses and everything else, Mishum Yagdil Torah V'Yadir, that it's for Yagdil Torah V'Yadir, we always want to make sure that we don't get in the way of educating children in learning Torah. The Bar Tanur points out, if they were teaching other subjects, he was teaching a trade to the children or something like that, so then the neighbors can complain about that. Mishnah Dalet, Misha Yikosel Samach L'Kosel Chavero, if a person had a kosel that was right near his friend's kosel, Lo Yismach Lo Kosel Acher, you're not allowed to build another wall also nearby that parallels your neighbor's wall. Elam Kein Hirchim Minu Arbamos, so let's just stay four almost away from it, because you don't want to block people from being able to walk in between the walls. So you can go, because once, if you leave enough space for people to walk, then that, by trotting, trampling on that ground, the ground will become more solidified, as opposed to if you just build two walls and now no one can get in between them, the ground is going to be softer and it will make the original wall less stable. If you build a window, if a person has a window, if you build a wall near a window that your neighbor has, you have to make sure that the wall has four amos above the window, or four amos below the window, or four amos in front of the window, meaning you have to make sure that people can't see from, that it's not be a hezek ri'ia issue, that people can't see from the top of the wall into the neighbor's home, and that you're not blocking the light from going into the neighbor's home, going into the neighbor's window. So by doing that, by giving lamata, lamata, and kenegdo, da'alaramos, you're ensuring those things. So in Mishnah Gimel, we said that you're not allowed to open up a bakery or a dye house underneath someone, or a cattle barn underneath someone's storage facility, but it could be with Eretz Yisrael wine that were makil, But even for its swollen wine, you're not allowed to have a cattle barn underneath. And we said that if you have a store in your chatzer, other people can make a macha'a that they don't want a store in the chatzer because it causes too much foot traffic. If you want to have a store, you can make your own kelim in your house and go sell them out in the shuk. And the neighbors can't complain about that. Neighbors also cannot complain if you're grinding wheat in your own chatzer, as long as you don't have customers coming in. And they also can't complain if you're running a cheder out of your chatzer, even though children are coming in. Mishnah Dalet, we said that if you have a wall near your friend's wall, make sure that it's 4 amos away. If you're building a wall near your friend's wall, and if you're building a wall near your friend's window, make sure it's at least 4 amos higher, 4 amos lower, and 4 amos across from either 4 amos higher or 4 amos lower to make sure you can't see in, and 4 amos across so that light will still be able to get into your neighbor's house. But Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Bey's Mishnah Hey.